Education advocates held a small rally outside of Attorney General Mike DeWine's office, calling for him to investigate the now-closed Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow. Democrats are trying to connect the Republican gubernatorial nominee to the online charter school scandal. But there's a back and forth on the ECOT debate that'll likely last the entire campaign season. Steve Dyer with the liberal think tank Innovation Ohio says DeWine needs to hold a criminal investigation into ECOT.
We now know that this was a massive scandal. We now know who's responsible for it, and it's time to hold people to account.
Dyer accuses DeWine of trying to protect ECOT because founder Bill Lager has been a major Republican campaign donor. But DeWine's office says this is out of the AG's jurisdiction, and DeWine's gubernatorial campaign is hitting back, saying the Democratic Party and its nominee for governor, Richard Cordray, also accepted money from ECOT. Which is true, though much less than what DeWine and the Ohio Republican Party received. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.